Oh my God. I know. Ugh. Well, that was a scary movie. You nearly found the remote. No. Just turn off the TV. I won't turn off the light yet. I didn't plan on it. Here, let me. Are you okay? You wanted to watch a scary movie before bed. Are you regretting it now? A little bit. Oh, baby. Oh, it's okay. No, you're okay. I warned you. I was like, we should not be watching scary movies before bed. No, this is the last time we do it for a little bit, okay? At least not a real scary movie. You can watch like a half scary movie before bed, but like a true scary movie like that, I don't think we should watch before bed at all. I know. I remember. Oh, baby. I know, no part of you wants to go to sleep now. No, I won't turn. No, I'll leave the light on. I'll leave the light on until you go to sleep, and then I'll turn it off after you go to bed, okay? It's like 3:30. I know. Well, it's a 2-hour movie. Yeah, well. I really didn't think it was going to be that scary. I mean, I thought it was going to be a little scary. I thought it was going to be like the first one. No, that remake was like, they went all the way in. Yeah, they were like, we're going to make this absolutely terrifying. No, baby, I'm sorry. You're okay. Yeah, it's just a movie. There's no real monster who's going to come get you. No, there's nothing under the bed. You want me to check under the bed? Are you sure? I'll check under the bed. I'll check under the bed. I'll check the closet. I'll check whatever you want me to check. Gladly. Of course, baby, of course I'll be willing to. I know. I know, princess. I know. What is it, baby? I know you don't want to go to sleep now. I don't know. You really are okay, though. Yeah. You know what helped me? Well, when I was a little kid, and I saw, I think it was Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time. That movie terrified me. It really messed me up. I saw it when I was way too young. Should not have been watching scary movies then. And I ended up watching Nightmare on Elm Street, which is one of the worst movies probably to watch before you go to sleep too. Yeah, because the whole premise is about a monster who gets you in your sleep. So as a kid, I was horrified to go to sleep and then encounter. Yeah, because if I encountered him in my dream, I'm like, he's going to kill me in my dream. So it was like fundamentally the scariest set of circumstances. I don't know. My solution was, like, in my mind, I was like, well, if I befriend him, right, he's not going to murder me if I'm his friend, you know? So in my mind, I was just like, okay, well, we're just, like, best friends. And if we're just best friends, then he'll have no incentive to murder me, because you're not going to murder your best friend. So in my head, I just, like, imagined we had, like, really, like, banal kind of just, like, friend experiences. I don't know, like, we would watch movies together, and, like, he would struggle to eat popcorn because he has, like, knife hands, and he's just like, this popcorn's so hard to eat. So, like, I helped him, or, like, I don't know. We were, like, riding bikes together, or, like, just something, I don't know, I think I was 11 at the time. So I was like, we were playing video games, and he was just like, these controls are so hard, and like, but we were having a good time. I don't know. So in my head, I just imagined that we were friendly, and it just made it less scary, you know? You know, my solution. Because if you're friends with the monsters, then they're not really monsters anymore. They're just your friends that, you know, they scare other people, but they wouldn't scare you because you don't scare your friends. Yeah. Just turn the scary thing into something that's a little less scary. Yeah, kind of like that. You know. Just find a way to take away the threat from the thing that, like, scares you. Because once all the threat's gone, then there's nothing scary anymore. It's just is what it is. It goes for anything, you know? Is it actually helping? Yeah, exactly. No, I'll leave the light on. No, I know. I know you're okay with me turning it off, but I'll leave it on for a little bit. Yeah, just until you fall asleep, I'll turn it off for you, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't mind, baby. I'm not gonna go to sleep till you go to sleep. Oh, for sure. Yeah, tonight of all nights, I know if I go to sleep first, you're not getting any sleep. You're gonna be tossing, you're gonna be turning, yeah. I just want to make sure you get to sleep first. And then I'll go to sleep. I promise. Promise, promise, promise. No, I'm not afraid to go to bed, baby. Mm-mm, I can fall asleep right now. Mm-hmm. I really could. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really good. Night-night, Papa. I love you. I love you so much. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm gonna keep tickling you. I can tickle you until you fall asleep. You're so cute. You really are. I love you.
I don't know.